by grace. What is grace? Grace is God's love in action. Grace is when God freely gives you what you need, even though you don't deserve it, and you could never repay Him. Grace is when God solves your greatest problem before you even know it is a problem. Grace is the face of God when He looks at your faults and your failures and your fears. A well-known acronym for grace, G-R-A-C-E, is God's riches at Christ's expense. God says, I know you failed to measure up to my perfect standard. Everybody's sinned. We've all fallen short of God's glorious standard. And since heaven wouldn't be a perfect place anymore if I filled it with sinful, imperfect people, God says, there's no way I can allow you into heaven unless I solve your greatest problem, one you can't solve by yourself. God says, you need forgiveness and a total makeover. So here's my plan. I will come to earth as a human being, and I will sacrifice myself in love to pay off the massive debt you owe because of your sin and all the damage it's done. That's what God says to you. The Bible tells us He canceled the debt, which listed all the rules we failed to follow, and He took away that record with its rules and nailed it to the cross. Christmas would have no meaning at all if Jesus hadn't died on the cross for us and then proved that He is God by rising again 3 days later on Easter Sunday. The Bible says He, that's Jesus, is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, not only for ours, but for the sins of the whole world. By dying to save you, Jesus paid off your debt, compensated for the damages of your sin, redeemed you from slavery to evil, and substituted Himself to take the punishment that you deserve. That, my friend, is what people are singing about when they sing Amazing Grace. You may be privileged to feel deeply loved by others, or you may feel completely unloved this Christmas. Regardless, you need to think about this. No man or woman will ever love you as completely or deeply as Jesus does. His death for you proves it. The Bible says, this is love. Not that we loved God, but that He loved us. And He sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. The better you understand what Jesus did on the cross, the more you'll understand what life is really all about. Do you know why the tradition of gift-giving at Christmas began? Because God gave the first and greatest gift at the first Christmas, the gift of His Son. The Bible says, thanks be to God for His indescribable gift. This is what the Bible is talking about when it says, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. Luke 2:11.